The city of Rapid City is settling with Epic Outdoor over the use of full-motion advertising on its billboards. Epic will cease running full-motion video, and in exchange, the city will allow much larger billboards along I-90. It's an end to one of two lawsuits between the city and outdoor advertising companies. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
In 2015, Rapid City brought action against Epic Outdoor for running full-motion advertising on its digital billboards, which the city says was a violation of code. The company appealed to the city's zoning board, which found they were indeed violating city code. That decision got appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. However, before the hearing, City Council approved a settlement between the two parties on a 7-3 vote Monday night. Epic gets larger billboards along I-90, and the city gets them to stop using full-motion ads. Fred Thurston is the vice president of Scenic Rapid City, a group that brought an initiative to limit billboards in city limits. He says they're disappointed the city settled with the billboard company.
We weren't trying to eliminate what was here. We didn't want any more. We didn't want it to grow and to take over the hills. The number one complaint of tourists to Rapid City is the number of billboards that we have in Rapid City. You know, it's unreasonable, and we're just trying to be reasonable with it.
But the issue of billboards is far from over. Jason Solomon is president of the city council. He voted in favor of the compromise between the city and the company. He says the second lawsuit has bigger implications.
Epic is one billboard company, Lamar is another. They all have a vested interest in seeing how this plays out with regards to the sign credits, which means you can have so many signs. And there are not a lot of communities that actually have this kind of program or system in place to manage their billboards. So I think there's a lot of interest in this case, from what I understand, around the country.
Solomon says that issue needs to play out in the courts. He says the settlement council approved is not as important as the sign credits issue. No date has been set for that hearing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.